The Hardware Ranch is celebrating a long history in keeping elk above the valley and educating the public. We're sharing their story next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Be a part of the Hardware Ranch legacy with a visit this winter. Brad Hunt with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has the story.
Hardware Ranch has started in 1945. These elk, as we mentioned, they're wild elk. They migrate. They move to high elevations in the summer, low elevations in the winter. The valleys are the low elevations where they would go, where they would find food. And as Cache Valley became more and more settled, and there was more agriculture and more horticulture that was going on, those wintering wildlife began to cause problems with those operations. And in 1945, the state of Utah, then the Fish and Game, purchased the main part of Hardware Ranch, and we began to feed the elk up there instead of having them migrate to the valley, and to alleviate some of that winter pressure that those animals would bring to agriculture in the valley. And we just added to the wildlife management area over the years. We grew from then, I think it was about 2,000 acres, to today. The whole property is larger than 14,000 acres, and it's public land. You can hunt it, you can camp on it, you can hike, you can fish, you can come see elk in the winter.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.